This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, October 27th. God's word to you today is, get up. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 60 verse 1 from the New Century Version, and it says, get up and shine, because your light has come, and the glory of the Lord shines on you. To arise means to get up, come into notice, to originate from a source. To arise means to begin to exist. The story of some people is though they are alive, they are not existing. In every area where you have a similar story, just alive but you're not existing, you will begin to exist in Jesus' name. Amen. In spheres where your influence and your impact have not been felt, even though you are present, your influence and your impact will begin to arise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. To arise is to move upwards. Every backward and downward movement in your life comes to an end today in Jesus' mighty name. Beginning from today, you will move forward and upward because you will arise in Jesus' name. Amen. These words that have been spoken over you will surely come to pass. They will come to fruition in Jesus' mighty name. Watch out. In life, there are things that attempt to keep us down. Such forces act like gravity. No matter how high you throw a rock, it will come back down, except you launch it beyond the gravitational pull. For some of us, this has been the story of our lives. We launch, but return to the ground, because the launch never goes beyond the force of gravity. Today, the Holy Spirit will propel you beyond the force of gravity, beyond everything that can pull you back down, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. There are things that have been designed to pull, to keep connected to the earth, and to keep people grounded. There was someone I prayed with years ago. In his case, he had a mother that had a human remote control. If you're not familiar with spiritual things, you would think that these things only exist in Nigerian television dramas and home movies. But the reality is, human remote controls exist in the spiritual. This man would travel out of the country, but would suddenly find himself back in Lagos, Nigeria. Sometimes, he would have gotten to his village before realizing himself, and of course wondering how he got back there. We prayed and broke the power, the pull, and today he is totally free. They may still be pressing the remote control, but it no longer works on him. Every force that has been controlling you remotely will lose its power on you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It is human nature to seek to control things and be in control. Why else would a mother want to control the destiny of her son? Again, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, everything that has tried to hold you back will lose its power today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I am going higher, yes, higher. I am going higher today. I am going higher, yes, higher. I am going higher today. I am going above the shadows into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus, I am going higher today. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.